Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Amazing with Grace podcast. Today we will be talking about how to fall back, or as some people say, how to step back. This is part of a two-part series that I wanted to do on early dating. And this is based out of the fact that my most downloaded episode has been how to get over a crush. So there's something about that early dating phase that people are very interested in. And I can see why, because it's so tricky. You're not really sure what to do, how to do, when to do. And that's even if somebody is mutually interested in you. But what do you do if you're not really sure if both of you are on the same page? You're not really sure if this is the relationship that God has for you. So I wanted to do a quick episode on how to fall back or how to step back in early dating. Let's start with the most obvious question. When would you even want or need to step back in early dating? I'm sure there's a number of reasons why you would want to fall back in early dating in particular, but a few of the main reasons include lack of mutual interest. So this means that you find yourself planning all the dates, you find yourself initiating all the contact. It just seems like the person doesn't really respond to you in the way that you respond to them. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that that's a bad thing, because sometimes when you are really anxious, you can be overly involved. You can be overly communicative unnecessarily in an unhealthy way. And so it doesn't mean that the person is necessarily disinterested in you or that they may not like you the way that you like them. They just may have a different and more healthy view of dating. And so you have to really start with asking yourself, do they really not like me, or am I being anxious? Because there is a difference. And so if you are feeling insecure, you might find yourself being overly communicative, you might be kind of needy or clingy, you might feel insecure and need a lot of validation and reassurance, especially in early dating, because the emotions are not the same as when the relationship is more solid and secure. And so as you are exploring your own relationship or situationship or attraction to someone in early dating, you want to really pay attention to their level of reciprocity, or as people are saying these days, you want to match their energy. And so if you notice that they are giving you breadcrumbs where they don't really seem to be as interested in scheduling time with you, or if they do, you notice that you or plan B, or sometimes even C, you don't really get those prime hours, the weekend hours. Now, if they're working, that's one thing, but you don't really get much of a priority when they do have free time, or you're noticing that it's taking them hours and hours or even days if they even respond to you at all. So a main reason that you would want to fall back is that you're just noticing that the interest and the reciprocity is just not there. You also want to fall back if things are going generally well, but you just have this nagging sense that maybe this person or this relationship is not for you. So there's been times when I have personally experienced, or I've talked with people, where there's not anything bad necessarily going on when you're first getting to know someone. Maybe they check off things on your list. Maybe the conversations are good, but you just have this inner knowing that I just don't think this is the person for me. So taking a step back can help you to have the time to process. You would also want to step back if you've lost your sense of self. And so sometimes when you first start dating someone, you get so excited about the possibility of love, or maybe you feel like you finally found your person. You can just see this working out. They're into you, you're into them. But you look up and you realize you have lost your sense of self. And then this last one goes without saying. You want to fall back if the person that you are interested in is simply not available. Whether it's due to excessive working, if it's due to them having family obligations, so maybe they're a single parent and they don't really have the time to invest in a relationship at the level that you'd like. And especially if this person is in a relationship or they're married. And so this absolutely means that they're not able to give you what you need and want in a relationship. So these are some general situations in which you'd want to fall back. Now, let me say this. I know that this episode is about early dating, which generally means that you've just started to get to know this person. Things are not official yet. However, I do think that these episodes could be very helpful if you have found yourself in a situation where it's been months and sometimes it's been even years and you're still at the quote unquote early dating stage, which means that there's been no progression in this relationship or situationship whatsoever. Now we'll talk about exactly how to fall back. I imagine if you're listening to this episode, you might be at least thinking that you should fall back, but you're just not sure how to do it or what to do. So go ahead and grab a drink, grab pen and paper, or open your notes app, and we will get started. Let me first start out by saying it is important when you are stepping back that you have genuine motives. There are tons of episodes, articles, videos, books, you name it, on stepping back with the intention of getting this other person to chase you. That is not the motive in which I am encouraging you to fall back. Is it possible that when you step back or fall back that the other person will notice and they may become more interested? It's quite possible if this person genuinely is interested in you. But I do want to start out by saying to examine your motives here, because the purpose is for your benefit, not to manipulate someone else into doing something that you want them to do. So with that out of the way, one of the ways that you can fall back is to pray. You want to ask God to show you those areas where you may have dropped the ball. Are you not spending time alone with God or with your higher power? Are you just not feeling grounded? You notice that all of your thoughts are consumed by talking to this person, when the next time you're going to see this person, what are you going to wear when you see this person, your future together, what they said, what they didn't say, all of your conversations with your friends and family. Everything has been consumed by this person or your interactions with this person or the lack thereof. And so I imagine when we get to that place, I'm sure we're not as focused on our spirituality. So our prayer life tends to fall off. We're not spending time journaling or meditating or exercising or paying as much attention to what we eat. We've probably not been as mindful of our spending habits, or we might have dropped the ball with work or with family relationships or our friendships. So there's lots of different areas that you can examine as you are praying and reflecting and asking God to reveal these things to you. And the reason why this is important to do first is so that way you know where to direct your energy. Because one of the things that I share with people, whether it's in my individual or couples counseling, is it is absolutely important that you maintain a sense of identity. Yes, there will be things that you share with the other person, but you still have to maintain a sense of individuality, not single-mindedness, but a sense of your own identity in order for this to be a healthy relationship. And so if you're already losing yourself in early dating, then it's not likely to be successful as the relationship progresses. And so if you want to know more information about how not to lose yourself in a relationship, you can check out my podcast episode called Loving You and Losing Me. And I'll be sure to link that episode in the show notes. Another way you can fall back is to simply scale back on your communication. So you want to step back and give them an opportunity to initiate contact with you. You want to scale back on maybe being so quick to respond. So let's say if this person sends you a message at 10 o'clock, typically by 10:05, you've already sent them 4 text messages as a response. Now, I might be exaggerating here, but the point I'm making is to be busy and genuinely be busy focusing on your own goals, being present in your own life. And so it's not a matter of being manipulative or spiteful that if this person texts me at 10 to get their attention, I'm going to wait until 1 o'clock to respond back. Okay, if you're busy and you can't respond back until 1 o'clock, that's fine. But what I'm saying to you is just step back and relax more in your interactions. Okay, if you're talking to this person and you're normally the one to initiate dates, when am I going to see you again? When is the next time that we're going to hang out? Let's check our calendars. Simply relax. And the purpose of falling back in this area is so that you can have an opportunity to observe what this person does. The goal is simply observation so that you can make wise decisions. It's not manipulation and it's not a gotcha type of tactic. When I have counseled people to fall back in this way, it is usually very, very beneficial in the sense that you will get to understand more about how this person feels about you. This even works in friendships as well. A person who is genuinely interested in you is going to notice when you pull back. They may not say anything. They may just show you by moving forward and communicating with you or checking in with you or asking you, is everything going okay with you? But when you fall back and this person operates as normal, they don't seem to notice, then that's a very telling sign of where you stand in their heart. Another way that you can fall back is to date other people. A lot of times we get so focused on one person in the early dating phase, even before it's exclusive, that we have already committed ourselves in our hearts. There's been no discussion of exclusivity. We just decide this is our person and I am this other person's life partner and this is it. And so we foreclose on our options way too soon. And I think this sets us up for major disappointment and sometimes even heartbreak. So keep your options open. Continue to date until you have enough evidence, physical evidence, tangible evidence that you should be exclusive. Another major way to fall back is to scale back on physical intimacy. And this is especially critical for women. The way that God designed us, we are emotional. And I don't mean emotional in the sense of being emotionally unstable. I mean emotional in terms of how we express our emotions, how we feel, the way that we process things, and the way that we interpret physical connection. And so if you are in early dating stages and you're already being intimate with someone, it is naturally going to do what God designed for physical intimacy to do, and that is to draw you closer. But usually that can cloud our judgment because it feels like we're close, but then maybe there are some other red flags that we are seeing and we're trying to talk ourselves into not seeing them, or we're trying to explain them away or justify them. So if you pull back on intimacy, again, this is not a tactic to manipulate someone into liking you more, but this is so that you guard your heart. The Word of God tells us above all else to guard our hearts because out of it flows the issues of life. And so if you know, and I'd be willing to say that that's most of us. And so if you know that connecting with someone intimately is causing you to feel anxious because you're not really sure if they feel the same way about you, then definitely you want to scale back. Even if you all have not been sexually intimate, maybe you want to scale back on other forms of intimacy, physical intimacy. And one thing I'd like for you to notice, how are you feeling right now when I am suggesting that you fall back by pulling back on physical intimacy? Are you noticing that you're starting to feel uncomfortable or worried or anxious about what this person will think, how they'll respond, how they'll react? Pay attention to that, because that is actually a telltale sign that maybe things are going in the wrong direction, or maybe things are moving too fast, or that this person does not have as genuine an interest of you as a whole person as you'd want them to. And the last way that you can fall back is to go to therapy. Sometimes we are trying so hard to get from another person what they can never give us, which we should be giving to ourselves, what we should be getting from God, what our parents never gave us. And so we cannot create these healing fantasies by engaging with someone who cannot, and even if they want to, give us what we need at a particular level. Some things are only designed for God to be able to feel. And so going to therapy can help you to process your unmet needs, maybe from childhood or from previous relationships, and how those are impacting your thoughts and how you show up in your relationships now. A lot of times when I talk with people and we really process who they are, who they believe God is calling them to be, and then we compare that with what's going on in the early relationship, one of two things happen. One, they may realize that this person is just not for them. Sometimes the person is toxic, and sometimes the person is really, really a good person. It's just not the best partnership for them. So that's one thing that can happen. The other thing that can happen is maybe this person is for you, but maybe you realize there are some things that are in you that you still need to work through. And to me, whatever the outcome is, you win. Because if you go to therapy and you realize that this person is not God's best for you, one, and they're toxic, you have saved yourself from heartache. Or maybe this person's not for you, but they're not toxic, but you've saved yourself and this other person unwasted time. Or maybe this person is for you, and if you realize that you need to work on some things for yourself, you're also preserving their relationship, and you're also doing your due diligence to guard this other person's heart as well, so that you don't unintentionally damage them in the process. So I say that falling back absolutely has its benefits. It is critical to be able to take some time to reflect on the direction of your life and the direction of this new relationship. Let me now say a quick prayer for us. Father God, thank you so much for the opportunity to come together to find ways to step back and put our focus more on you, put our focus more on the things that you have called us to do. I pray that there's been something said during this episode that lights up our heart, lights up our spirit, and gives us the boldness to fall back so that we can be the best version of ourselves that you have called us to be. And it's in your son's name that we pray. Amen. That is all that I have for us. If this episode has been helpful to you, please share it with a friend and also leave me a rating on Apple Podcasts. I will also be sure to link the podcast episode that I mentioned earlier in the show notes. Until next time, take care.